Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, and welcome to Life Transparent. I'm your host, Connie, and I welcome you tonight to be a part of this life-changing broadcast. We will be broadcasting throughout the month of February, and we're going to talk about being transformed, being renewed, being restored. But before we can do any of those, we must bring everything to the table. So tonight is just an introduction for you to come to the table. This is your invitation. There will be many guests, and sitting at the head of the table will be issues. Issues that we all come in contact with on a day-to-day basis. Some of us have had issues from childhood into our adulthood that has affected relationships, the way we think, things that we do, the way we treat people. Oh, yeah. Issue will be sitting at the head of the table. So come thirsty, because some issues that we're going to deal with on this broadcast will leave your mouth dry. We're going to need you to pick your chin up, pull it together, and we're going to walk through each one of these issues as we bring them to the table. So let's talk about what kind of person you are when it comes to dealing with issues, whether past, current, or will end up in your future. I don't think anybody really wants to have issues in their future. That's something to think about. Do you suppress, introvert, hold or carry, or do you cradle your issues? Do you express or are you an extrovert? Do you express how you feel? Do you put the baby down and change the smell of the diaper that's causing confusion in your life? That's something to think about. So we're going to talk about, or are you the investor? Do you build on issues? You know, those, my mother used to use an example of sweeping trash under the rug. So we're talking about sweeping issues under the rug. And what happens is when it gets hot, when the trials of life come up, when circumstances come up, when certain things are said to you that will trigger the funk from what you swept under the rug, one, the rug is going to be bulky, and it will come back, because there's going to be a time in your life where somebody's going to pull that rug back, and they're going to get to see all the junk that we tried to hide. So let's talk. I want to bring some issues that will knock your socks off, and how I overcame many of the issues that I had to deal with in my own life. So some of the things that I wanted to discuss on this broadcast, as we walk and become free, there's going to be a whole lot of mirrors. How often are you walking past mirrors? Are you looking in the mirror? Are you seeing every blemish, every dot? What are you doing about it? I have a list of 9 elements of temperaments. One is activity. When you're getting involved. One is adaptability. When you conform to wherever you are, whatever the circumstance or situation is. One is mood. Well, one day I might be happy, full of sunshine. Another day I might be cloudy and full of rain. Intensity of emotion. Am I extreme with each emotion that I display? When I get angry, do I get really angry? When I'm happy, am I really happy? And when I'm sad, am I really, really sad? There are physical rhythms, like the sun, the moon, and the stars are lining up. Does your sun, moon, and star line up? We want to deal with all of these issues. Are you easily distracted? Or do we use distractions to avoid issues in our lives? Are you persistent? Do you deal with the situation and practice moving forward? Or do you deal with the situation and practice being still? Do you revert back to past hurts and past issues that have come up in your life? Everything. Are you acting positively, negatively? Are you not reacting at all? Sensitivity. Are you sensitive? Not so much compassionate and understanding. Are your feelings easily hurt? We're going to talk about all of these issues and why, where the underlying current is. You ever see someone that's angry all the time or that's standoffish all the time? You never know. That surface that's being displayed may have a history behind it. So that's how we cheat a lot of people in relationships, whether it's family relationships, whether it's adoptive relationships, whether it's marriage, whether it's just a social relationship. We can cheat people and cheat ourselves when we don't deal with the underlying currents. So I also brought up some things that we want to talk about throughout the month, talking about the four temperaments. You have sanguine, pleasure-seeking, and sociable. Phlegmatic, relaxed and quiet. Melancholic, introvert and thoughtful. Choleric, ambitious and leader-like. So I often hear somebody say, too much of anything can make you sick. So what issues are you holding on to and you've had too much of it? And that has made you sick in your relationship, in your functioning as an individual, in your functioning on your job, in your being the best person that you can be. I'm coming with the boom now. Love. Are you able to love? Have you been hurt and have not forgiven? Have you been hurt and not dealt with the issue? Have you dealt with the loss of a relationship or the loss of love? Have you dealt with the rejection? Maybe something that may have taken place when you had your first love when you was 15 or 16 years old and you were rejected or broken off with and you didn't handle it well. So you made up in your mind that I'm not going to let anybody else hurt me instead of dealing with it, instead of working through it and talking to somebody. We're going to talk about all of this month. Talking about being transparent. Are you willing to open up the wound and allow truth to come forth? Are you willing to stand in the mirror and peel off all of the makeup, take off the hair, and see yourself for who you really are or who you can become? I guess it would be kind of hard to see who you will become if you can't even see who you are now because of issues, sunshades full of issues. You know, when you go and have LASIK surgery or you have your eyes dilated, they give you glasses that cover from your ears to your eyes to the other side of your ear, protecting your eyes completely from the light that can bring pain and discomfort. And that's what we do when we suppress issues. We block it all the way in. We cradle it, tuck it in tight, because we don't want anybody to know that this is who we really are. So we cheat the world. We don't value anybody enough to say the truth in who I really am. That truth is going to start with you in the mirror. It starts with us in the mirror. Issues, being transparent, coming forth out of the darkness and into the light, and not being afraid of the light, embracing the light. The little girl in you, the little boy in you, that was hurt, that was broken, that was confused, that was wounded, that misunderstood, that was cheated, abused, hurt, wounded, can now come out, be rewarded of life, with life, in life, for life. And being able to lift up your head and say, this is who I am, and I am not ashamed. You'll be able to love better. You'll be able to receive love better. Your whole outlook on life is going to change. I couldn't tell you if I hadn't been there. I told you that I was going to be so transparent throughout these broadcasts that it would make your mouth hit the floor. I'm opening up cans of worms that nobody knew except me and God. And I'm bringing it all to the table. So, yeah, issue. He might be sitting at the table, but I'm bringing some friends with me. I'm bringing some clarity. I'm bringing some hope. I'm bringing some peace. And I'm bringing understanding with me. That's my posse. These are the friends that I choose to hang out with, even though I'm messed up, jacked up, ashamed, embarrassed, still kind of hiding. But when I embrace these friends with one issue, they wrapped me up, and they took me to a place where I never want to go back, came from again. So we're excited about this broadcast that's coming up. Some of them may be late at night. Some of them may be during the daytime, but you will be able to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ToGodBeTheGlory radio, and you will be able to catch all of the segments that is geared to healing and restoration and deliverance in our lives. We want to pray about some things. We want to deal with some things, and we want to get free from some things. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. When I get free, I want to set somebody else free. When I get healed, I want people to know that they can be healed too. So welcome to Transparent Radio. Life transparent. Anybody want to be free? My hands up. I got my guns loaded. I got my armor on because it can get real thick sitting at a table with issues. So I'm going to bring my pants that I can tighten up, put on a shirt that I can roll back my sleeves. I think I'm going to bring me a bandana to hold back the sweat that might want to roll down my head as I deal with the issue at the table. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. I hope you'll join us. We're going to air every Thursday night until March. And if the Lord allows us to go further, we will. Part of your freedom from issues. Welcome to Transparent Radio. I'm your host, Connie Green. God bless you and heaven smile upon you.